This is the Grace Point Church Podcast. In this special bonus episode, you will hear an update from the mission team's mission trip in Morelia, Mexico. In this episode, you will hear information from day four of the Morelia Mission 2019. Day four, it's Monday. We just came to Vida Nueva, and we've walked around the local neighborhoods, knocking on doors, inviting them to the services at night. And Marie actually here got to speak with one individual. I believe her name was Empada. Yes, Empada. Empada, and talked to her. So what did you... what did you talk about?
So I got to share with her a very brief personal testimony, and then I got to share a track with her, which was basically, in essence, is the Roman road. So I got to share the gospel with her, and she ended up accepting Christ today, and they got her information, and so hopefully they can follow up with her. So that was awesome.
And then she was also given some information. Did she give?
We gave her a New Testament.
We did.
We gave her a New Testament in Spanish, and information about the church and where it was located. And she doesn't think she'll be able to come to activities this week, but hopefully maybe they can get her to come in future.
Okay. And some of the other teams also had success. I believe Debbie's team had two. And they're going to follow up with getting some New Testaments to those individuals over there. We're back at Reyes about midday. We're about we're waiting on lunch to arrive. And then we're going to be hitting the streets again to complete the area that we were in. And then we'll have a service tonight. And then we'll go back. We're here on the street, Calle. Inviting the local children to the event tonight at the church. Of course, they have the event for the adults, and the children have a special time where tonight the theme is clowns, and several guys dressed up as clowns. So as we're going down the roads and knocking on some doors and talking to some people, one of the interesting things that has come about is that one of the more important parts of our being here is that when they come out and do a lot of this on their own, the local natives here, they don't have necessarily as much success, but as our translator yesterday told us, is that being from America, that when we come to the door with them, that it's more interesting and they're more likely to be receptive to hearing what we're saying. And so it's a little bit different than maybe what we're used to and back home in South Carolina in the United States, because we're probably more likely to distrust a foreigner than someone from our area. But here it seems to be almost the exact opposite. And sometimes we're having a little bit more success with that.
Interview now?
Yep.
What are we interviewing?
So, Brittany, so what have you done today?
Well, we went out in a couple different times to two different areas near the church to pass out invitations for the activities we're doing there tonight and on Friday, or tonight, tomorrow, and on Friday. And then we also took opportunities when they arose to share the gospel or ask folks if they had any questions about God or about what the Bible teaches. And we actually just went to a house. A man and a woman were inside and invited us in. And we went inside and stood there and spoke with them both. And I asked the lady if she had heard or ever been told much about the Bible or how we could be sure that we're going to heaven. She actually told me that no, she never really heard about anything from the Bible. So we took a little time and used the Evangel Cube and a track to tell her explains her the gospel story, and they both seem pretty interested. And then by the end, Beto took some time to sort of close up and explain to them how they could be saved. I sort of inquire if they have interest in that, and it was really cool. They both seemed to want to receive it and pray the salvation prayer. And then once we were done, she explained that. She told us, she said, I have a question, though, and said, I don't have a Bible. And so we explained that we'd be able to return tomorrow to give her a Bible so that she'd be able to read for herself. So that's pretty cool. And she said she'd be pretty interested in getting involved with the church because she's really had a lot of trouble right now in her life and really could use a community like that to support her. So hopefully she's someone who's able to become involved with the mission church here and sort of receive additional help and support and hopefully grow in a relationship with Christ because she really supports him. So it's pretty cool experience.
Hey, it's exciting to be here. Greetings from Morelia, Mexico. We are here and standing in front of what will be Berea Vida Nueva, which will be a brand new mission church of Berea Church in closer to downtown Morelia. And it's exciting to be here, but also for a very special reason as well. For Grace Point, this is the anniversary, 1 year anniversary of our very first service in the new church building that God gave us. And so that's exciting. And I'm thinking about that going, what God has done, how incredible he has been to us and how he's provided. And just thinking about the fact that here we are on the 1 year anniversary with our new church building, the beginning of our church life. And then here we are in Morelia, Mexico on the precipice of a brand new church being born here. It's pretty exciting how God works, and I believe that God has a lot in store for us, not only here, but in other places around the world, and God has a purpose and a plan for Grace Point. So I just want to say happy anniversary to all the Grace Pointers, and then continue to pray for Berea Vida Nueva, Iglesia Berea Vida Nueva, and for Iglesia Cristiana Bautista de Berea de Berea in Morelia, and what a joy and an honor it is. God bless you from Morelia.
You have been listening to the Grace Point Church podcast. To find out more information about Grace Point Church, go to our website at www.gracepointsc.org. You can also connect with us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, and Snapchat. You can also listen to Pastor Ben's sermons on our YouTube page or subscribe to this podcast. Thank you for listening.